Now let's add two more songs to our Georgia playlist. We're creating a collection of essential music from the Peach State. And we do it with help from musicians, fans, journalists, DJs, and you. We ask people to nominate a pair of songs they think best represent Georgia. The rules are simple. The song has to be written or performed by a Georgian, and musicians can't pick their own songs. Today's selections come from a Macon music writer.
My name is Chris Nyland. I live in Macon, Georgia. I'm a librarian at Middle Georgia State University. I also run Field Note Stenographers, which is a local music blog, but we also do a podcast. And we've started doing something we like to call field sessions, where we interview and do small performances with bands that are coming through Macon. The first song that I chose is from Macon, the band. This song's called Pulley Bone. And kind of the backstory with all this was a group of musicians who actually played in a band called Hourglass, which was the band that Greg and Dwayne played in before the Allman Brothers. And they cut some tracks. I think the thing that really sticks out to me about this track in particular, outside of the fact that it's a killer track, is just, you know, learning the history of it and learning that these three guys specifically were brought to Macon, and the idea was to continue to build on this thing that was going on in the world of music. Pulley Bone is just an excellent example of that kind of limbo period between the death of Otis Redding and not necessarily the death of soul music, but it was definitely changing before the birth of Southern rock. And I feel like this track specifically kind of embodies that period of transition. All right, so this is another Macon connection. I figured because the Allman Brothers come up quite a bit, and they're all great, don't get me wrong. Little Richard's amazing, too. This is another guy from Macon who had a huge impact on music that very few people know about. His name's Johnny Jenkins. The track is I Walk on Gilded Splinters. This track was off of his album called Tun Tun Makoot. There are parts of this song was actually sampled for Beck's big hit Loser. I've heard that the drums were sampled. I've also heard the dobro part was sampled. Well, the dobro part on this particular track was actually played by Dwayne Allman. I could keep talking about this track, but I guess we should probably just listen to it. Johnny Jenkins is awesome. The Allman Brothers reformed, and they had all these tracks, and they didn't really know what to do with them. So they brought in Johnny Jenkins, who was a pretty big guy here in the mid to late 60s, and he's a left-handed guitar player. If I were just to try and explain Georgia music in a sentence or less, it's really just, it's a mashup. Basically, it's the embodiment of all that is great in music. I mean, that sounds so cheesy. I feel like I'm working for the tourism board, but it's true. I think just the most amazing thing with Georgia music is that the history of it just kind of, you can't stop learning.
Chris Nyland writes the blog Field Note Stenographer from Macon, Georgia. If you have songs you want to add to the Georgia playlist, tell us about them. Call 404-500-9457. That's 404-500-9457 and leave a message. And while you're at it, sing a little.